Milwaukee's multi-million dollar streetcar called the Hop begins operation a little after noon Friday, following a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The streetcar can hold up to 150 passengers and will provide service to about a 2-mile loop through the west and east sides of downtown. Rides for the first year are free. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach tells us this modern streetcar combines some longtime concepts with new technology.
5 different streetcars, each known as the Hop, have been making test runs for several weeks. Up close, the 67-foot-long vehicle sounds like this, rolling down the tracks embedded in the street. For part of the route, the Hop uses a practice of old-time streetcars connecting to overhead electrical wires through a rooftop rod called a pantograph. Daryl Simpson, he's general manager of Transdev, the private firm hired to operate the Hop, explains how the electricity works, right down to the alternating and direct current.
We Energy provides us with 14,000 volts AC. We convert that down to 750 DC. That powers the overhead wires. The train collects that power for its movement.
There are 3 electrical substations along the streetcar route that will keep the juice flowing, and so there's no sapping of power needed for nearby street and traffic lights. But in a modern twist, there are no overhead wires for part of the route on the east side. Milwaukee city engineer Jeff Polensky explains that each streetcar has a bank of batteries
that recharge themselves when the pantograph is up on the wire. While we do have some segments that are off wire that it's fully operating on those batteries, it also gives us the flexibility if there is some kind of a complication with the power source that we have the ability to move around.
So much for powering the Hop. How will it do around today's mix of cars, trucks, bicyclists, and pedestrians? Transdev's Daryl Simpson says each car will have an operator who will follow the rules of the road, unlike, for example, the New York subway system.
New York City subway is underground. It has its own dedicated right-of-way. It has a full instrumented SCADA system, which is just an automated signaling system. We don't. We're above ground. We are mixed use. We use the same traffic signals, except at certain locations where we make turns, we do have a protected environment for the train.
More specifically, there are 3 intersections where the Hop has a separate traffic light in white that tells the operator when to turn without having to wait for oncoming traffic. City engineer Polensky says an operations center located at about 4th and Clybourne will oversee the streetcars.
Obviously, the operators themselves have control of what that vehicle is doing on the street, but they're communicating constantly with the dispatcher, who is really kind of that person that is managing where the vehicles are along the route at any one point in time, trying to kind of maintain the headways between vehicles.
The city is hoping the headway or amount of time between streetcars is no more than 15 minutes. The Hop is starting service tomorrow on what's expected to be a dry day with temperatures in the 40s. But soon, winter will bring snow and ice. Engineer Polensky says unlike in some other cities, it'll help that both Milwaukee's streetcar and snowplows are under the Department of Public Works. He says DPW will bring out a new rotating broom when ice might form on the track.
Within the snow operations group, we have a broom that would be operating on the route to try to keep that clear. The vehicles themselves, you know, the operators will be, obviously, they'll be monitoring the situation very closely.
And so will city leaders, promises Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. In fact, he says they'll monitor all facets of the streetcar operation and fix what needs to be fixed.
People should understand the last several weeks, the testing has occurred, and there's going to continue to be issues that arise, and we're going to work out those issues.
If the technology works and enough people use the Hop, a second loop will be built closer to the lakefront over the next couple years. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.